Hello, everyone. Welcome. And today is Monday, December 18th, 2023. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And as always, whatever platform you're listening, be it live or on the replay, thank you very much. Always, always appreciate it. And as always, I hope everyone's having a wonderful day. It's a beautiful, cloudy, cool day here in sunny, cloudy Southern California. Hey, Frankie. Hey, son. What's up? Glad you're able to make it. Try to upload my outro song here. Minnesota. Brina is in the house. Okay, so let's get started. There we go. Okay, so catfishing. So I'm going to, hold on, let me put something in the chat here. Okay, the person who is catfishing uses someone else's photos and personal details to make themselves appear genuine. The person whose identity is being used is often unaware that their pictures and information are being used for this purpose. Motivations for catfishing include sexual gain, financial gain, or loneliness. So, why do people catfish? Is it because, you know, they are lonely? They don't know how to talk to people? They think that they don't, you know, they're not attractive. I don't know. Why do people catfish? And one question that I do have, is catfishing emotionally damaging or is it abusive? And my other question is, should catfishing be illegal? So a lot of different things there. It suffers on why they catfish, TQ says, or it differs, okay, on why they catfish. But whatever your reason is, should catfishing be illegal? I mean, if you're, you know, doing it to take advantage of people, you're asking for money and people are sending you money, you know, is that, I mean, it's fraud, right? So, if you're using someone else's photos, is that identity theft? You know, see, Brina says, reminds me of that documentary, Tinder Swindler. They do it for financial gain. Absolutely, they should be charged, but not arrested. Because we're all guilty of something. But TQ, I mean, you don't think that if you're purposely misleading someone, and again, for some people, it's an emotional thing. So if you emotionally damage someone, or, you know, they have a hard time getting over something, shouldn't you be responsible for that? Shouldn't you have to take some type of responsibility? Hi, T, welcome. Shouldn't you have to take some kind of responsibility? I mean, should you just, you know, be able to just not, you're just able to just do things to people and get away with it? Okay, TQ says it depends on how gullible you are for sure, it depends on how gullible you are, I guess. Brina says, I'm not even sure. I know there's people out here taking advantage of others' loneliness. I don't know if they should be charged, though. That's a stretch. If someone is so invested in your quote unquote relationship, Gemini, welcome. If someone is so invested in your relationship, if you've been, you know, talking to this person, and for a lot of people who are being catfished, I mean, they're like talking. This is why I don't understand how you can talk to someone for, I mean, to me, a month is too much. But you have some people who are talking to people, you know, a year, 2 years. If you're emotionally invested in this person, and then this person turns out to be someone that you did not think they were, you know, just totally a fraud, and that hurts you on the emotional side, shouldn't you have to make up for that? Okay, Brina says, like getting played in real life, now it's just online. People can be whoever they want online. You have to know who you're involved with. Right, but Brina, if you're getting play in real life, at least you see that person. At least you have the choice kind of to walk away, so to speak. I mean, well, I guess you have the choice to walk away if you're being catfished, but don't you think a relationship with someone in real life, someone who is tangible, someone who you can touch, you know, they're real, as opposed to someone who's online? You just screw up and fight. Oh boy. You know, I mean, you know, and then people should know when they're being catfish. You know, if you call them, they won't answer the phone. If you look on their Instagram or Facebook or whatever they're on, they don't have any followers. And a lot of times when they tell you stories, their stories just don't add up. They don't ring true. You know, it's like, well, wait, didn't last time you told me that this, and this, or, well, wait, didn't you say this before, you know, whatever? You know, they just don't make sense. You know, every time you want to meet with them, they have to work. They don't have a babysitter. Their mother's sick. Their father's sick. They have relatives in town. The car broke down. Every time you want to FaceTime, my phone on, my camera's not working or whatever. They always have a reason for why they can't talk to you. They're using someone else's photos. They don't want to be outed. Or the pictures that they do send you, hey Juju, the pictures that they do send you are all professional photos. They're not sending you any, you know, with them just standing by the car or, you know, sitting on the front porch or something. I don't know, you know. A red flag is, and again, is always if they don't want to meet you in real life or video chat. So why do people stay? Why do people stay? Let's see, TQ says that part that hurts more when you're being catfished. I do think it's the person over say. I think it's the time invested in what gets people more than anything else. Right, Emmy, and shouldn't your time be worth something? Shouldn't your time be worth something? I mean, you're investing time into these people, but then again, you could play both sides of the fence and say, well, why did you stay? So why do people stay? When people are not willing to video chat, they're not willing to meet. Every time, you know, you want to get together, they have a reason why they can't. Why do people stay? Are the people who are staying, are those the lonely people? Are those the people who feel that, you know, this is my only chance because if I don't, you know, if I don't talk to this guy or if I walk away from this guy or if I walk away from this girl, I won't get anyone else? I think I saw it, but I might have to go back and look because I saw something a couple of years ago on catfishing. But I will take a look at that one again. Early, I love you is the run sign. But is it really? I mean, is an early I love you really the run sign? Because there are some people who fall in love fast. There are some people who never say I love you, and people get frustrated because they don't hear the I love you. I know autocorrect sucks. Thank you, TQ. Let's see. Internet dating is already a red flag. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. People are lonely and gives them something to do. Okay, but Brina, those same lonely people, why can't they go out into society and meet someone? Why can't they, you know, I hate to bring in the old meet and greet place, but why can't they go to church? You know, why can't they, you know, go someplace where I'm not necessarily saying a bar or something, but place where people gather. Why does it, you know, why can't they step or so are they so not in their comfort zone that they're afraid to go out? So see, kind of sad. People should go outside and play more. Yeah, they should. When I love personally, I love hard. So if I say that first, that means a lot. Okay. All right, son. Brina says, exactly. I think people should go outside more. Actually, I do. And I have. Gemini, I do see people outside. But then again, it's like, oh, I love you too. Thank you. Oh, that means so much. My heart is going ka-thump, ka-thump, ka-thump. So in terms of people being outside, so why don't we go out more? Why is everyone running to social media? It's getting mushy in here. Yeah. Because it's at the tip of our hands. Personally, I hate crowds, but when it comes to chilling, I'd rather go to somebody's house. Okay, I'm not saying you have to go to Disneyland or Magic Mountain or some place like that that's super crowded, but you know, like I said, if you just went to the park and you sat down and you started talking, you know, to the person who, you know, was sitting on the other bench and you all just started talking. Or, you know, if you're a young parent and, you know, you take your child to the park and they're on the swings, you know, can you not talk to the other parent? If you're in the grocery store, I mean, somewhere, I mean, why do we always, everybody always has their head down. So are those people who are being catfished, are they the ones that just go into the store, keep their head down, they go grab milk and bread and then they leave. And if somebody says hi to them, they're like, you know, they're like, oh my God, someone spoke to me. I like the part just outside the crowds. Love that thick sight. I mean, you know. So has society made it possible? And I'm not talking about social media. Has society made it possible for people to be catfish and for people to get pulled into catfishing? That they are the gullible ones. Has society made that possible? If there were no, say social media didn't exist. When I say social media, we didn't have Facebook. We didn't have Insta. You know, you didn't have any of these platforms. Would people be catfishing if you just had the old-fashioned phones? Where, you know, a guy asks you for your phone number, you give them your friend's number, you give them the wrong number, whatever. Was that a type of catfishing back then? Was that old school catfishing? Has catfishing always been around? But we just say that now it's just part of social media? Okay, Sun says, no social media made that possible. When people, Gemini says, people talk to me outside, I'm ready to square up. But so if people just say hi to you, you know, are you on the defensive? You know, because it's interesting, because sometimes when, you know, I'm walking, if I'm walking my dog, or even if I'm going into the market, and I'll see somebody coming out, or I'm going in, whatever, I'll say good morning to them, or hi, how you doing? And people look at me like they are ready to fight me. You know, it's like, dang, you know, all I said was good morning. Are you that much on the defensive that you just can't say good morning back or say hi? Are people have people become that antisocial? So have those people, you know, now they're now in the state of mind where the only time they can talk to people is online, and that opens them up to be catfish. Let's see. Gemini says, "Damn, no social media. I have never got married." Social media. Tiki says, "Because I came from an era where you couldn't say you were a Bentley and really a Honda Civic." But TQ, that's the whole thing. It's like some people, when they're on social media and they send those photos, they are saying that they're a Bentley when they're really a Honda. What's wrong with being the Honda? What's wrong with being the Volkswagen if you're not the Mercedes? I mean, sometimes the Bentleys are the people you don't want to be around. What's wrong with being lesser? Why do you know, what's wrong with being just the average looking person as opposed to the beautiful person or the most handsome? Depends on the region. I'm antisocial as it is, believe it or not. I don't believe that. I usually say good morning and get a look a lot. Yeah. Let's see. Brina says, "Search my feelings and people don't say good morning back when I'm out." You know, Brina, it doesn't hurt my feelings. I just think that people are rude. You know, because I'm like, you know, if you can't even just say good morning, I'm not asking you to stop, because when I say good morning, I'm still walking, and usually they're walking the other way. So I'm not asking you to stop and have a chit chat with me, but you can't say good morning back. That's just rude. I say hello, I say good morning. I'm content with my Civic Plus. I'm gorgeous. Okay. Son says, that's why perception is everything. Most people, if I had the chance, would choose the cars, but until you need to get an oil change, you want the Honda prices. Oh, this is true. This is true. You know, I mean, I don't know because, you know, if you guys watch the TV show Catfish, it's just amazing to me. What amazes me more when I watch that show is not so much that people are being catfished, but the amount of time they invested in this person. And this person, and when I say amount of time, I'm talking about people have invested at least a year or more. Hey, Power Girl, have invested at least a year or more. And I'm just not understanding why they stick around for so long. You know, if someone's not, Brina says, yeah, that time invested is wild to think, you know, back on. I mean, you know, while you're so busy dealing with this person online who is not FaceTiming you, who are video chatting, or they're not willing to meet you, are you passing up somebody who is really trying to meet you? Have there been people in your life that you don't even realize were there who were trying to meet you, that you passed on, but you were so invested in this non-person, this fraud, you know, that you pass up someone who you pass up somebody who does actually want to be with you, someone who is real? And Tiku says, to bring in seriously, especially when you have to know you're giving your all, just to realize you wasted your time. So, would social media dating be considered artificial? Gemini, I don't think so. I don't think anything is artificial if you're being truthful, if you're being yourself. If you are actually someone, you know, you exchange your photos and it's actually you. You know, if you're really being the person that you say you are, I don't think that's artificial because you have the ability to meet someone. I mean, that's just like dating services, whatever. I mean, you know, you send your photo into them and, you know, you all are matching up, whatever. I think as long as if you're being honest, both people being honest, I don't think that's artificial. What's artificial is when you're sending in your cousin's photo, when you're sending in your coworker's photo. And TQ says, person you can lie to worse is yourself. Yes. But without social media, odds of meeting are slim to none. But okay, so that's not true. Because how did people meet before social media? How did all these people, I mean, how are all of us here if we had to rely on social media? You know, people did meet, people did go out. Way back when they did use the word court, people used to court, men used to court, you know, young ladies. Hey, Shorty. Welcome, welcome. Welcome, Friday kind of guy. Didn't see you guys pop in. You know, so, you know, I totally disagree with that because people were meeting hundreds and thousands of years way before social media. So that, for me, that doesn't hold up. So, let's see. Da, 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 da. They are you guys the same height each other? No way to start a relationship. Any type of lie is a red flag. Hey, you had the party line. That's true, TQ. You did have the party line. And Juju is saying hello to her sunflower. Hey, Juju. You know, so again, why do people are some people just bored? You know, another red flag is they make plans with you and then they cancel. They keep canceling. you know, some people, you know, red flag when they ask you for money. I haven't even met you. We haven't even done a video chat and you're asking me for money. And then you send it. You send it. You know, what if they're asking you all this stuff about yourself, but you ask them about themselves and, you know, they really don't have anything to say. You know? Should you send that photo of yourself until you absolutely know who you're talking to? Hey, Shorty.
Hey, Solid. Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Good, good, good. So what do you want to add, girl?
Well, you know, I be watching a lot of Catfish. They had it on MTV or whatever. You know, a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. I do watch that, too.
I love it. I love it. You understand what I'm saying? But see, when they do Catfish, you know, this is what they do. They'll like hit them up on social media or whatever they meet them at, you know, as they sell first. You understand what I'm saying? Just to see. And they don't like them, so they're going to use somebody else's picture, and then they start talking to them. But then they also telling them about themselves, and they're learning about themselves to them. And then they end up finding it's not who that person is, but it's still that same person, but it's a whole nother persona.
Okay, so Shorty,
time again.
Okay, so let me ask this. This is what I asked before you came on. Should catfishing be illegal? If you are perpetrating a fraud or you emotionally damage someone, you get money from them, you are using someone else's photo, which is identity theft or whatever, should catfishing be illegal?
It should, because you know what? It's a lot of feelings getting involved. You understand what I'm saying? You getting all into the personal information and stuff like that. You understand what I'm saying with the money thing? Because boy, they send a lot of money to them. You understand? They come up with a lot of lies and stuff like that. And when they try to meet up, oh, it's not this and not that. They could be somebody down the street, like 5 to 10 minutes from you, and they watching you.
You're
but
right.
You don't know it's them.
You're right.
And then, but you know, the bad thing about it is the person that lives down the street, they've been watching you, but then they come up to you and say, hey, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. And then you get rejected by them. That's why a lot of people do that, because of the rejection of the hurt or whatever happened in school, or, you know, getting bullied, getting picked at and stuff like that.
You know? Okay. I have a question for you, but let me catch up on some of these comments. Friday says, I heard something called speed dating. People would come to a community center and sit at tables and talk to each other for 3 minutes at a time. Sun says, Podbean is a modern day party line. Brina says, yes, it is. I love the catfish show on YouTube. It's usually the same story, gift cards and money, Friday says. And there's a crazy new show on YouTube about catfishing. Yeah, she's been catfishing me with cupcakes, so she knows all about it. Uh-oh, Shorty, that was a dig. Uh-oh.
I know what Tiki's doing. It's all right. Don't worry.
Photoshop is a way too sophisticated now. People can be anyone. Yep. How much should the jail time be? Telling someone they're going to make some homemade cupcakes from scratch should be illegal. Dang. Today everybody's liking the show. Thank you. Sorry I can't meet. My pinky has a hangnail. Diary of a mad black woman. Thank you. Sorry I can't meet. My cat is sick and needs gift cards to pay the vet bill. You know, so Shorty, I mean, do you believe that there's somebody out there for everyone?
Yes, ma'am, it is. Because, see, a lot of people out there thinking there's nobody out there for them. Because you know what I mean? Of how they is or what happened. It is somebody out there for somebody. You know, you just got to take your time and look. Or you just got to wait and see it when they come to you. You know what I mean?
So,
right, Brittany.
Do you think that people who are gullible have low self esteem? Ooh. Or do you think they're just lonely and are lonely people Do they have low self-esteem? Can we put those two together? Or are these two separate things?
Oh, that's hard right there, because I ain't gonna lie to you. You know, I personally have low self-esteem. You can't believe that. Oh, yeah, right, shorty, but I do. You understand what I'm saying? There's a lot of people out there that does have low self-esteem. And they can be gullible because of the low self-esteem part, because, you know, somebody give them that attention, they're like, oh, snap, somebody really likes me. You understand? When somebody see me for me, you understand? But when they meet that person, they probably do like them for them, but sometimes they just be like a bet situation, like, oh, I bet you can't pull her, or you can pull her because, you know, she's lonely and all of this and all of that. You know what I mean? There's people out there that are very gullible.
Okay, now you just brought up something. So let's say you're in high school and you just said, you know, I bet you can't, you know, get her to do this or get him to mm-hmm. ask you to prom or whatever. Is that catfishing? Mm-hmm. Is that a form of catfishing?
No, I don't see it as a form of catfishing, because you see that person, you in high school, you understand? You see that girl or you see that boy or whatever. You okay. understand? Because you see them. That's not really catfishing. You understand? Catfish is when you don't see them. You don't see the true picture of them. You understand what I'm saying? So, it's not
okay.
really.
Okay. Okay. And Brennan says somebody out there will appreciate you. For me, she doesn't. For me, she doesn't know yet, son said. One day will turn into day one eventually. Friday says, the girl that was for me told me never to let her back in my life. Okay, no, it's not. Real life, you can flex. Catfishing is different. Okay, Jamie pulling up the definition of catfishing. Yeah, we already had that in there. Let me put that back in here for people who came in. I put that in there. Da, da, da. So, but no, I just wanted, you know, I always ask, you know, in terms I just always ask questions just to see what people think. Okay, Sun says, no, a former catfish is showing you a video of some homemade banana cream cupcakes and say, I'm going to make you some and send them and never send them as catfishing. Shorty.
I know Solid.
Shorty, you gonna have to get this man his cupcakes. I mean, seriously.
I know, because... I got a lot of stuff to do. I'm busy with the children.
I'm just trying to have your back, because you know TQ, he is. I mean, you know,
he gonna stay on my butt. I know he is, and I appreciate you for that.
Can the church say amen?
I understand what I'm saying.
I like
that daily reminder. Daily reminder every day. I understand. Thank you.
Oh, Lord.
No, it's not catfishing, TQ. That is not catfishing. No, it's not. That's a big difference. Right?
Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord.
Can't go nowhere without you harassing me about some damn
cupcakes. TQ, don't harass Shorty about the cupcakes. We video chat it on EDL, even though
you know what? Next time I make them, TQ, I'm going to make sure I'm going to show you they are real.
Lord. So let me ask about ghosting. So is ghosting the same again? Looking at the definition of catfishing, and you know, I always go to some variable, as Crazy says. Is ghosting the same as catfishing?
No.
And Tiki says no, it's not. So, if I'm catfishing you and I ghost you because I'm not calling you back, and you don't know how to get in contact with me, you never met me or anything, wouldn't that kind kind of be an intertwined thing?
Well, you know what? As you put it like that, solid. Yeah, it is some way kind of catfishing because, you know, if you don't really show who you really are, you know what I mean? And then they got this persona say about you. And then all of a sudden you just stop calling, texting. You understand? They really don't video chat because if they video chat, they be in the complete dark or they be like, oh, my phone is broken. You can't really see me, but they just sitting right there in the dark just looking at you.
All right. All right.
The majority of catfishing, people don't know what that other person look like. And they give them, like you said, a personification of what they look like. And it's totally the opposite. Ghosting, to me, you already know the person. You know them. Y'all got numbers. We whooped you with whatever. And you guys talk for months, and then all of a sudden, it just stopped. It just completely just stopped. And it's like, all right, well, okay. Then come back into the picture and it's like, well, damn, you ghosted me. How am I supposed to know?
But don't some people who are catfish get ghosted?
Well, yeah, but the majority of catfishing, you never met the person. You just met them online. That's the majority of catfishing. Like, you never met the person to know them to ghost you.
Right, but if they stop calling you and then they or stop texting you or reaching out on social media and then all of a sudden they come back, that wasn't a form of ghosting, or?
Well, yeah, that's a form of ghosting, but catfishing—that's a different, whole category in itself.
Okay,
ghosting is involved with catfishing if you're putting it that way, but catfishing is a different.
So what would piss you off more, to be ghosted by someone that you knew and you were trying to get into a relationship with and you were invested in this person and all of a sudden they stopped talking to you, catfish. or catfish?
I would say catfish.
Catfish.
Okay.
Catfish. Yeah, catfishing is just like, it's something new. Maybe it's something you never experienced and you think there's potential of you experiencing it and, you know, your hopes get up and then all for nothing. And that kind of sucks. That's anything new. Like, you know, you want anything new to last. But we all know anything good don't last long.
So let me ask this. So let's say you guys, you did not know you were being catfished and you invested time in someone. And when you guys finally met, is definitely not the person who was sending you photos, whatever. This person looks completely different. Let's say this person is not, I'm just going to say this person, I'm not going to say they're less attractive, whatever. I'm just going to say they're just completely different from what you thought. And they came clean and said, yes, I lie, blah, 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 blah. Would you not want to talk to that person anymore? After you found out why, after they came clean and told you why they did it, what the reason matter, whether or not you continued on, or would you just say, you know what, you lie and I'm done?
Oh, like give them a second chance after they lie?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you know, your first impression is the best impression. And then the first time us meeting, that you could have told me months prior or years prior, whatever the case may be, that you're really this person. You had your opportunity to tell me. So if you can lie about something so little, how can I not expect you to lie about something big? So I wouldn't give the second chance, because if you can lie about that, you can lie about anything.
Okay. All right. Shorty.
But TQ, let me ask you a question, right? If they do that and y'all, you know, fell in love with each other, y'all start rocking and kicking it or whatever, like Silas said, that, you know, they'll tell you, like you said, they should have told months before. But then if she would have told you like months long, you know, down the line before it started to get serious and stuff like that, would you still not give her that second chance if she did tell you in the middle of it, or she was trying to tell you and then y'all talked about something or whatever, and then she heard your reaction to it, your tone, that made her push back a little bit, like, nah, I don't want to. I'll wait. And then by it waiting, it just long went on more long than it's supposed to.
Well, at that point, that sounds like a relationship when I'm trying to get to know you. I'm different, so I wouldn't know how to handle that unless I was in that situation. So I don't know. I couldn't answer it for you, but I mean, given benefit of the doubt, she was trying to tell me in the middle of it. I don't know how I react to it, but still, in a way, you still kind of like told a story. You just didn't tell the complete story.
I mean, Shorty, I'm kind of with TTQ on that one, because I mean, because you're not talking about, I said that I worked at CNN as a, you know, as a copywriter, and you really work at Walmart as a greeter. I mean, we're not talking about that. I mean, we're talking about your identity.
Right.
So I don't know if you give a second chance on that one, because, you know, if you do went so far to lie about that, what else would you lie about that could be major?
That's true. That's true.
Be a serial killer, one or another thing. I don't know.
I mean, you're right. You could be a. I mean, so let me ask this. Let's say the person, I guess it's kind of the same question. The person told you the truth about their job, about their age, where they live, everything. But they never sent you the photo. You never saw a photo, but you guys talked on the phone, you know, y'all, you know, whatever. But you never saw the photo. They saw yours and you sent them your real photo. And when you all finally met, they weren't exactly who you were imagining, but they never sent you a photo to where they lied. And let's say this person was like not your type. Would you still want to move forward with that person in a romantic relationship, considering that you all were kind of in a romantic relationship? Or would you flip that off to say, we're just going to be friends?
Is it feelings? Because you know it's feelings involved. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, you all been talking to each other. So yeah, there are some feelings. I mean, yeah. I mean, you just never saw this person. They never lied to you in terms of... So you just never saw them. You never, you know, saw their photo or anything, but you just talked to them and you are emotionally invested in this person. Ooh. And Brina says anytime there's no photo is suspect. Yeah, but suspect to what? Because, again, they didn't lie about their job. They didn't lie about their age. They didn't lie if they had children. They didn't lie, you know, they didn't lie about anything. You just never saw them.
A lot of that has to do with people, with their personal, like, it could be a lot of insecurities involved with that, why they don't send it. So you can't blame that on them at first, but after time, and I'm sending you picture after picture, and I can't get one, like Brina said, it's going to be suspect. It just feels like I'm putting in at least this effort to send you a picture. Mm-hmm. You can't reciprocate that, and it's like,
So what if they say, I'm afraid if I send my photo, you won't like me?
Well, that's the main goal right there.
Come in. That's where insecurities come in.
But do you continue to talk to that person, or do you say, you know what, you know, if you can't even send me a photo, then we need to stop this? But they're telling you, they're being honest. They're saying, I think that if you saw my photo, you're not going to like me.
Okay, but me personally, I will say this. This will be me. I'm sending Brina all these photos, and she like, I don't want to send you a photo because I don't like the way I look. And I'm going to tell her, well, eventually we're going to meet up.
I'm going to
see you regardless. But I'll wait till then if that's what you're comfortable with. And then I just go from there. So it could be a lot of things that has to do with insecurity. And you have to work with that. That's where compromise come in, especially when you're getting to know somebody.
Okay, so do you push to meet someone? Because what if she doesn't want to meet for another 6 months? I mean, are you going to wait that long, or are you going to hope that we're going to meet like within the next couple of weeks?
Well, that's
depending on the person.
Personal. What if she putting me to the test, or I'm getting put to the test for whatever reason she has?
and I'm acing it. What, I don't know. So that's why I'm getting to know her. It could take months to know somebody, maybe even years.
Right.
So you're willing to invest years in waiting for her to finally say, here's a picture or let's meet?
No, I'm pretty sure I'll meet within a year. I'm pretty sure. But if I'm willing to take that chance, then yeah, why not? I mean, okay. Everybody's different.
All right. Now, bringing sense, I think everybody should just meet up at the park and see how the vibe is. I agree with you, Brina. A park is a nice place to meet.
Well, if we have a picnic, we know cupcakes ain't gonna be there.
Oh, Lord.
I love you, Shirt.
Love you, too.
Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. Well, TQ, I will say this. My spaghetti will not have cupcakes. It will not have a side order of cupcakes because I am not a baker. I cannot bake at all. So if I had cupcakes, they're going to come from Ralph's or something. So, you know. So.
I understand.
But, all right. So, do you guys think that, again, let's go back to the illegal part for a moment. So if people were to go to jail, is 30 days too long, too short? I mean, what would be enough time for people to get the hint, don't do this again? Because even on the Catfish show, you have those repeat offenders who say, okay, I'm not gonna do it again, and they do it again, and they do it again. Some people who have catfish, they've done it over and over and over. So what would be a good jail term or prison term, however you want to put it, to make people know that if you do this again, you are seriously, you are going to jail. Hey, Ace, welcome.
Hey, 60
days. Hey, Bobby.
See, you see,
60
see,
days.
Just by her saying that right there, there's a lot of women that would just be so evil and just give somebody 60 days out of their life for nothing. You know, a day on punishment in my mama house was worse. So imagine a jail. 60 days. Do you listen to yourself? No jail time for nothing like that. I don't know. That shit sounds crazy. I mean, at the end of the day, we are our own person. We make our own decisions. I mean, it's up to us to know. Don't, like, I know.
But if you, okay, but if you're emotionally, hurt by this person, or you know, you're a victim of fraud where they, you know, took your money even though you did give it to them. So, I mean, why should, okay, so let's say I was being catfished and somebody asked me for money and I gave them $1,000. Okay. Never got my money back, never met the person. What's the difference between that and somebody that I meet? And you hear about these women who get taken in by these men who take money from them. Why should, why should they go to jail potentially and not someone who committed fraud and committed identity theft? I mean, catfishing to some extent is identity theft. Why shouldn't you not go to jail?
Auntie, you want the family answer or you want the friend answer?
Hey, you can give me whatever answer you want.
The family answer or the friend answer?
Okay, both.
Which one you want to hear first?
Let me hear the friend answer.
Well, why would you give them the $500, the $1,000 in the first place if you didn't meet this person?
Okay, that's fair. All right.
Even had a chance to know what they're about or if they're even occupied or even, you know, anything like that. So why would you do that? Now, you want the family answer?
Go ahead.
Excuse my language. Oh, you dumb, auntie. I wouldn't have given that no $1,000. I don't care who they is, how they make me feel, none of that.
Okay. Okay. All
right. I don't know them. They don't know me. And I know they ain't going to pay me back. Oh, this a no-no. Auntie, what was you thinking?
Okay.
Why would
all
you
right.
do something like that?
All right. So I'm going to play both sides here. So Brina says to what you just said, TQ. So Brina says, I just think that's kind of extreme. They might lose their job, miss out on child support payments, have their car repoed. Okay. But Brina, what's the difference from some of these Karens that are out there that when they're outed, they lose their job, you know? So what's the difference between that and someone who may not have, you know, taking your money, but, you know, they did things to you. Why do those people lose their jobs, but you are catfishing people and you don't, you know, that's the chance that you take. You, if you do that, then you're risking the same thing.
Yeah, in a way, yeah, that's kind of true.
So again, why should one group of people go to jail or lose their jobs for one thing, but then is catfishing? And it's like, well, no, you know, let's just fight. Or no, I mean, you know, and if you're investing time, how much is your time worth?
Yeah, but not to go to jail for it. I mean, you live and you learn. That's that type of a situation. Yeah, in jail too, you get caught, you living and you learning because you ain't got no choice. But
TQ, let me ask you a question, right, with this catfish thing, right? So let's say if a man used your photos, right, took all your photos off of social media and say, I'm TQ, I'm this, I'm that, and they never met you. And then they end up thinking they was falling in love with you. Not that person, but you. How would you feel about it, though?
I would tell them straight out, y'all been catfish. Met you a day in my life. I'm sorry you feel this way. Sorry you feel this way.
Okay. I
couldn't feel no way. It's nothing for me to feel. I never felt for this person. So for them to approach me saying they have all this type of feelings for me, I just tell them politely.
Yeah, but somebody using your identity, though, as...
Yeah. I mean, they have to understand that at the end of the day. Somebody else would do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what they have to do at the end of the day of them being catfish regardless. Got to find out. And once they find out it ain't what it is, they got to live with that decision. That's what I'm saying. It comes, you know, we're all ourselves. We're all our own person at the end of the day. You got to live with that decision regardless if it happens to be what you thought it was or it doesn't.
Okay, so Brina says, Karens have no business in position acting all stank in public anyway. All right, but Brina, and this is for Shorty and TQ since y'all are up here with me. Again, Brina says Karens have no business, but people have no business catfishing, right? So again, I say, why, you know, Why are we giving one group of people a pass, but you're not giving the other group of people a pass?
It just depends on the situation. I don't think you should deserve. I don't think no one deserves jail time for catfishing. That's too much. Yeah, I understand. Okay, yeah, you hurt, but there's a lot of people hurt in the world. People got hurt went to jail for hurt feelings. You know how many people be in jail?
That's true, son. That's true. So, okay. Okay. So let me ask this. Okay. So you're not going to go to jail for the person that you're catfishing, but what about the persons whose identity that you stole and they found out that you did it? Do you think they should be able to press charges because you stole my identity to catfish somebody else? Or even if you weren't catfish, you just stole my identity, period. You used my picture and you used it for your own personal gain. Is that worth me filing charges on?
Well, if they want to take it there, because the only charge I could see being filed is defamation of character. But if they want to take it to that extreme.
Wait, defamation of character and not identity theft?
How is it identity theft? Identity theft consists of something being financially stolen from you, not your person.
Well, I mean, but you took my likeness. You took my photo. You did it for your own personal gain. So to me, that should be something.
But that's not the same thing as identity theft. Okay, I use your picture, so I'm like, oh yeah, this me, but I have the wrong name, wrong address. You're like, I don't care, but you still concerned that that's you. You'll be more concerned if I really had your address and name and for everything. And
right, but okay, but if my photo is being plastered all over for something that you're doing that you should not be doing, I mean, what if this person, you know, wanted to come after me because you were supposed to meet them and you didn't meet them, whatever, and they want to come after me and they see me like, you know, why did you do this? You know, I mean, people are crazy and they think that I'm the one and it's not me. It's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Yes, you, it's you. This is your photo. I mean, you know, yeah, I mean.
Basically, well, Shorty told me, but you now you're the situation changed because you're saying if someone came looking for you in that photo. Yeah, in a way, I guess that is identity theft. But then again, it's not something you should go to jail for because I didn't steal anything from you. Just a picture, basically. Pictures get stolen all the time.
Okay.
Not all people right. With financial information. I mean, yeah, that gets stolen all the time too, but it's rarely that it's plastered everywhere. You know what I mean? They're gonna use it for everything. They're gonna use it for their game.
Okay. Boy, y'all, every time I bring up some jail term on some show, y'all like, no, they shouldn't go to jail. They shouldn't go to jail. Yeah. What if they murdered?
Right.
What if they murdered 20 people? Nope, they shouldn't go to jail. Y'all are just not one to put folks in jail. So Juju says, so catfishing is deceptive and cruel. There are no specific laws against catfishing between adults. Still, catfishing can quickly become a crime if the catfish uses copyrighted or trademarked material, commits identity theft. And Brittany, you know I'm right. Every time I bring up somebody going to jail, y'all like, no, we not sending them to jail. Nope, Sally just want to put everybody in jail.
Off with their heads. Off with their heads.
That's right. Off with their heads.
No, not with the heads. Not like that. I'm just saying. You know, sometimes you can be a little scare tactic. You know what I mean? You don't got to be for like 60 days or 30 days. You know, it could probably be for like...
Just tell your baby daddy, I'm going to put you on child support. That's a scary right there.
Oh, and Juju says, no jail because it's too crowded. Oh, Lord. Lord forbid. I mean, forbid if somebody has to sleep on the floor. Hey, crazy.
Hey, crazy.
You missed a lot of variables today. Well, y'all, that's all I have. That's all I got. That's all I got. So, Tiki, you want to give any last words of wisdom before we do the outro?
No, just first thing you do in the morning when you wake up, brush your teeth. Don't grab your phone. Yeah, don't talk to nobody. Just straight to the bathroom.
We're not doing a repeat of Saturday's show.
Okay.
Shorty, you have anything you want to say?
All I got to say is be true to yourself. Stay true to yourself. You understand what I'm saying? If they don't like you, that's their loss. You understand? Another man's trash is another man's treasure.
This is true. This is true. Well, having said that, I was trying to decide if I was going to play Al Green or Barry White. So I'm going to take us out with a little bit of Barry. So.
Can't get enough to go live.
Okay, y'all. So here's Barry White, the late, great Barry White, Just the Way You Are.
I never take anything for granted. Only a fool maybe takes things for granted. Just because it's here today, it can be gone tomorrow. And that's one thing that you'll never in your life ever have to worry about me. If I'll ever change towards you, because baby, I love you. Girl, I love you just the way you are. Don't go changing, trying to please me. You never let me down before. I don't imagine.
I would not leave you in times of trouble. We never could have come this far, no love. I took the good times, I'll take the bad times, I'll take you just the way you are. Some new fashion, don't change the color of your hair. Hey there, you always have my unspoken passion. Although I might not seem to care, I don't want clever conversation. Don't want to work that hard, no love. I just want someone to talk to. I want you just the way you are. I need to know that you will always be the same old someone that I do. What will it take till you believe in me the way I believe in you? Yeah. I said I love you, that's forever. This I promise from my heart. Oh Lord, I could not love you any better. Yeah, I love you just the way you are. I don't want to work that hard, no love. I just want someone to talk to. I want you just the way you are. I want you the way you are. Don't go changing.
Well, everybody, that's it. Enjoy your day and evening wherever you are, and I hope to see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, son.